Namah Pankajaya Nabhaya. Whose abdomen is marked with a depression like a lotus flower, who are always decorated with garlands of lotus flowers, and whose glance is as cool as the lotus, and whose feet are engraved with lotuses. Shri Chaitanya Manavistam Shavitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Upagarama Hiradati Swaparantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Brahmanichananda Shri Raita Garadha Shri Vasli Govuda Bhaktavindam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the mind is also material. We see here different material elements. We can make the form of the Lord and worship. This is what Mahanidhi is recommending, that we keep the form of the Lord in our mind while we're chanting japa. And we may see a nice form of the Lord that we like. We can meditate on that, and then we can close our eyes and keep that same form in our mind between the eyebrows. And then again, if we lose that form, we can look at the form again. And then after some time, we can close our eyes and keep that same form in our eye. In our third eye, you can say. And all the time chanting a japa. This is one kind of deity worship, because the mind is also material. The form of the Lord is also material by external calculation. But because it's the form of the Lord, it becomes spiritualized. This is the point being made here, that especially in the Kali Yuga, no one is qualified to practically everyone is sutra. No one is qualified to understand the subject matter, spiritual subject matter, very easily. Unfit by intelligence to understand the transcendental subject matter concerning the spiritual name, fame, attributes, form of the Lord. Such persons, although they are unfit to enter the spiritual affairs of the Lord, can see Him in His archivigraha. In other words, in previous ages, it was possible, because the people were so qualified, that they could enter into, you could say, more readily, into the spiritual affairs of the Lord. But in this Kali Yuga, everyone is unfit. We're all sutras. So the deity worship is important. Prabhupada says we shouldn't jump over that and think that we're more advanced. We don't need to see the form of the Lord. Another point he makes? One should not pose himself as transcending the stage of temple worship while one is actually in the category of the sudras and the woman or less. So, but how is it then we say that Prabhupada emphasized the Bhagavad Vidhi Marg more, which he did do. He didn't. He wanted us to first of all be preachers before we establish temples. That was a secondary, parallel line. But the first thing, we should go and preach. So in preaching, sometimes it's not possible to have proper deity worship. Like Yasodhananda was writing to Prabhupada, he wanted to have deities. And Prabhupada said, no, because this may become a burden for you, and you're traveling so much, so you don't have to keep deities. Just keep a picture of the Sadbhuj or something he was recommending. And Panchatattva we recommend in all our preaching centers. Because the emphasis there is on preaching. If we come to the stage of preaching, really, sincerely preaching, then the deity worship is not so important. Then we do come above the point of being sudra, because the preacher has to become Brahman if he's really preaching. Somebody like Indradumi Maharaj doing so much preaching, then it's not necessary for him to be so much careful. I was saying that he probably told Rivatananda, you don't even have to offer the food. If you're really a preacher, you can just offer in your mind, because the Lord is in your mind. So, that was a concession Prabhupada gave to the preachers. But then he expected them to preach. I mean, that was the mood that we were imbibed with, or, we were expected to come to, the mood of always being ready to talk to people about Krishna, whoever we met. We'd go on the street, we'd always have Dori Tila, people would always ask, we'd always be preaching, giving them a book, talking to them about Krishna. So, if we're not at that mood, if we want to be scholars or whatever, then we have to take more carefully the deity worship. And the rules and regulations for deity worship and for Brahminical life, keeping ourselves clean, bathing regularly, so on and so on. But for the real preacher who's practically doing it, the rules and regulations are not so important. Because he's able to see the Lord in the heart. Otherwise, how can he preach? He won't be effective. He'll become, you can say, not so interested in preaching. because he's not able to perceive that this is the highest work, this is the greatest welfare work. Krishna says, no one is more dear to me than those who take the struggle to preach. So this was the general way. Of course, Prabhupada did make exceptions, but generally he pushed everyone to preach. I remember he was chastising me. Why one day I stayed back. Every day we were going out to sell books. One day I stayed back to do some correspondence, and Prabhupada wasn't pleased. Why you're not preaching? So that was his general mood. He wanted everybody to preach. But then gradually, of course, some people ended up assisting the preaching in various ways. Just like Mahanidhi was mentioning. He's also assisting the preachers by giving nice philosophy because he's become a good scholar and he understands, you know, some of the points that can help us, like this point of meditating. This is a good point. When we're chanting a japa, if we can keep the form of the Lord in our mind, that will help us from, thinking about other things. Because when we're chanting japa, we may be starting to, you know, the mind will go to sense gratification or to something frivolous. And so we have to bring it back to hearing. Of course, Prabhupada did mention, you can say he stressed on hearing. But that also may not be so easy in the beginning stage. So if we use our other senses, like our eyes especially, that can help us to keep fixed on the Lord. Otherwise, the japa can become sloppy. We'll just like Vipramukhi was saying in a letter that he wrote when he left Krishna consciousness, or left ISKCON, to give up sannyas and get married. He said, I saw that over the last couple of years, my chanting had become sloppy. I wasn't hearing very nicely. So this can easily happen, even to somebody who's been chanting for years. So, therefore, somebody like Mahanidhi, although he's a, you know, he's not direct line preaching, but he's also preaching by inspiring those who are more in the direct line and going out every day, talking to people, and getting them to think about Krishna. So there's those also who stay in the temple, like in the pujaris and so on, cooks. They're also. But that was Prabhupada's mood. He wanted every place to be direct preaching. He didn't want it just to be to see the deity. He said there's so many deities already there, but the pujaris are simply making a business out of it. So we can fall in that same business. We have a nice deity standard, and people, the Indians will come and give us money, and we can this way enjoy life, eating nice mahaprasadam, doing some deity worship. But really, we lose the preaching spirit. So Prabhupada was afraid of that because he saw that's what happens. And then after a while, it will become a burden. Oh, I have to dress the deities, I have to get out. So he was cautioning us against that by pushing us to become, frontline preachers. And he would encourage us. That's the best way to get to mercy, by being on the front line and taking the risks for canvassing, for giving it the word, Krishna's word to others. When I spoke to this boy, Vibhushan, on the phone, he sounded very enlivened. He said, we were mentioning how Indadumi was in Alachua. He said, yeah, I didn't come up there because the preaching was so good here. I've been distributing books, such and so nice. And then I said, And Wednesday is, on the 14th of May, there's the Shringa Chaturmasi. Why don't you come? He said, on Wednesday we have a program here. People come. So I probably won't be able to make it. So, he's at the front. He's getting some taste from his preaching. And then everything will follow. At least that's my experience also. When I've been in those situations where there's a lot of preaching, then you feel enlightened, you do. But when you study, even though only it's an hour a day, you have to go deeply into the books and bring out the essence of what Prabhupada is saying. That's my experience. Okay, any comments?